countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
But first, over the years, I've been lucky to visit hundreds of farms in Ireland and abroad. Big farms and small farms, farms of all shapes and sizes. But today I've come to what I would safely say is the smallest farm I've ever visited. I'm here in County Carlow, just near Garry Hill, and I've come to visit a Polish woman who set up her farm here 7 years ago. She's the first of her kind in Ireland to do what she's doing. She is a snail farmer. Her name is Eva Milka. Eva, how are you? I'm great. Thank you very much for having me. I'm
going to
stand my social distance now. So I am probably on the smallest farm I've ever been on. How big is your farm?
Well, we operate on half an acre. We've started farming snails back in 2013. So back then, it was back 2012, we talked to people a lot. Some people laughed at us, as you can imagine, and some people still laugh at us, believe it or not. But some people encouraged us to conduct initial market research, so we did, and we discovered a massive market opportunity there, and we said, why don't we try? So we did.
Okay, well, you know, let's walk this massive farm. So
come on.
we're at one end of the field here. So you have basically your half an acre just right down here, and the harvest has just finished.
Correct. Our eighth harvest 2020 is over. Yuppie!
So will you take me through a typical year on a snail farm and the life cycle of the snail?
Yeah, so we, Damien, start in January with breeding. Breeding takes place in our love room. This is where the snails are mating and laying eggs.
And that's just over there behind us?
Correct, yeah. Yes.
In an old stone house.
You can see the red door there. 3 months of breeding. Then we keep our baby snails in the polytunnel for 4 to 8 weeks. And from May until September, they're all outdoors.
So on a half acre, what's the yield?
You can produce up to 5 tons on half an acre of land.
And it's surrounded by fencing and covered on top by a net. Why is that?
We are using our external fencing is made out of corrugated iron sheets to protect our snails from land predators, such as mice and rats. And the netting is to protect our snails from the birds,
okay,
which absolutely love snails.
So what was the 2020 harvest like?
It was great because the summer was amazing. It was warm and wet, and this is exactly what you want when you farm snails. It's a very clean type of farming.
Okay, and the end product is called escargot.
It's a French name for snails. It is a French delicacy. It's very nutritious. It's very high in protein, very low in fat, very low in calories. It contains nearly all these amino acids needed for the human body. So it's very healthy food.
Right.
Have you ever tried escargot, Damien, before?
No, but I have a funny feeling I'm going to.
Let's go to try some.
First time for everything. What's the name of your dog?
Bonnie. She's a New Zealand Hontaway.
She's beautiful.
Oh, she's like my baby girl.
So we've reached the house now. I'm going to stand here at the door.
Perfect.
I'm going to leave the microphone sitting there.
Right. And I'll cook some escargot for you. Just take a few minutes.
So how popular is escargot meat in Ireland?
Well, Ireland, the market in Ireland is very tiny, Damien, as you can imagine. As I said, we have the psychological barrier to break in order to start eating more escargot. But Irish market is a very interesting market to investigate more, to be investigated more, an ideal market to build our brand.
The name of your business is Gaelic Escargot.
Correct.
So where do you sell your product?
When you look at the markets in general, the three biggest markets are French, Italian and Spanish. But we are currently working with an Irish distributor who is specializing in exporting Irish foods to Singapore. And this is what we are aiming for. We are looking to focus completely on the Middle East market.
For many reasons. A, it's a small market and we are small producers, and B, they have an amazing appreciation for Irish food, and they are willing to pay premium prices for premium Irish products.
Right. And how do you harvest the meat or process it once the snails are fully grown? Do you do that yourself?
We don't. We are outsourcing our processing. So what we do is we just farm them on our farm, and then they are sent to be processed.
Okay.
They all hand-picked, so the harvest is always a hands-on stage. It's fun. Farming is very therapeutic. You feel alive. You feel, you know, I don't know, energized. But it's definitely not for everybody. I just opened the jar, and then we just throw them on the pan, lots of garlic butter, and voila!
It smells gorgeous.
Did you have to register with the Department of Agriculture for your business?
Yes.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we had to apply for the herd number. So we have a herd number like beef farmers. So yes, we are registered with the Department of Agriculture.
Very good.
Damien, here's the moment of truth. Bon appétit. That's an escargot fillet with homemade garlic butter and some calendula petals.
It's chewy.
Yeah, okay.
Chewy meat.
Is it like a meaty muscle?
Mm-hmm. This is beautiful. So this is ideal, you know, as an appetizer.
Damien, there are so many things you could do with escargot fillets. Sometimes we add them in a scrambled egg in the morning, just for the higher protein count. You can use them in a pasta dishes. You can use them with the risottos. I remember one of the chefs from Pichet in Dublin. He created this beautiful dish. It was a parsley risotto with some of our escargot and the parmesan shavings and rocket on top of it. So it was a beautiful dish. You can deep fry them tempura style, like a fish and chips. You could make an escargot omelette or maybe a paella style dish. So there's so many things you could use.
Well, I'm not just saying it, it's absolutely
God,
gorgeous.
You're eating more. I'm impressed.
I am. Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure meeting Eve. Thank you so much for showing me your business, and I want to wish you all the very best in the future.
My pleasure, Damien. Thank you so much for having me on your program.
Full of the joys of life. That was Eva Milke there on her small snail farm in Garry Hill, south of Fenna in County Carlow. I chatted to her yesterday. Now, she also trains people to snail farm, and you'll find details at www.gaelicescargot.com.